A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. You are aware that all who are in Asia have turned away from me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. When he arrived in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well how much service he rendered in Ephesus. You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please the enlisting officer. And in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. It is the farmer who does the work who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Sometimes I feel as if I'm literally falling apart, like I'm hanging on by a string, and that little string is getting narrower and narrower. With the impending doom of many midterms, group projects and assignments, it's a wonder I, or anyone, can keep themselves together in this day and age. The times where I feel the most stressed, last night and this weekend being examples, I tend to feel alone, hopeless, and believe that I won't be able to come out of a long, dark, narrow tunnel. What I tend not to realize is that this isn't really believing at all. It's rather not believing I am capable of rising up against that long, dark, narrow tunnel and being able to come out the other side. And this experience isn't just confined to me. I've heard in the popular press, scholarly research, and by the feelings on campus that others are feeling like this as well. Has this phenomenon come about because we are just taking on too much and not leaving enough time for ourselves and the others we care about? Or maybe we have just lost faith that we will be able to get through this overwhelming, stressful, tough time, wondering where the light is at the end of the tunnel, if there's any light there at all. I can relate to those feelings. But it's also just that we, as a society, should come to believe in ourselves and have faith in what we and the others around us can do. I find, through my experience with Christianity, that faith plays a big role in overcoming the impossible. Like St. Paul is writing to Timothy, even though some have turned away, there will always be some who will eagerly search for you and find you. I like to believe this is right, and that we are never truly alone, that there's always someone who will stand by your side and have faith in you, even when you have lost faith in yourself. You just may not know it at that particular place and time. It sounds like St. Paul's making a good observation, that we can get through the tunnel and accomplish deeds that no one, not even ourselves, would think we could complete. In those moments when we think we are alone, when nothing is going the way it should, and things are just getting progressively worse, we are not alone, for the Lord is ever present. As St. Paul said in the conclusion of our reading for this morning, the saying is sure, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign in him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And our next hymn will be hymn number 512 in the blue hymnal.